This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I'm with Lord Howard, who's visiting the Isle of Wight at the moment, to launch a plaque for the first Admiral Nurse associated to the hospice on the island. Lord Howard, what has this been for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice?
Well, in the hospice movement generally, we're trying to extend our care. Hospices originally were set up to look after people suffering from cancer, but of course there are many other people suffering from all sorts of other conditions who could benefit from hospice care, either in hospice or at home looked after by the hospice. And dementia is obviously one of those conditions, and the Admiral Nurse will have a particular focus on people who suffer from dementia and their carers and the people who look after them.
I think one of the wonderful things at the John Cheverton Centre in our hospice is that a lot of people from the wider community are coming in to see what hospices do. Is this something that happens with hospices up and down the country?
Well, every hospice is independent and they all do things in their own way. And certainly a number of hospices have facilities which are equivalent to those at the John Cheverton Centre. I wouldn't say necessarily all do, but a number do. And obviously, it's a very good way of getting people to understand what joyful and wonderful places hospices can be, because although obviously there's a considerable element of sadness associated with the end of life, it needn't be just unalloyed sadness. It can be a memorable time in a good way too.
I absolutely agree. I mean, a lot of people who come to us from the hospice and come onto the show are really full of joy about the movement and about the hospice itself. Could you tell us more about outreach? I mean, we've been talking about Admiral Nurses. What else do hospices do to reach local communities?
Well, we're aware we face an ageing population, and we must try and expand our resources to make sure that we do look after the people who need the help we can give them. And there are many sections of our national community, like ethnic minorities, who perhaps are not very familiar with the hospice concept and who don't fully understand what hospices can do to help their loved ones, and we're making a great effort to reach out to them as well.
Now, a little bit earlier, we were talking about challenges to the hospice movement. I mean, I guess funding must be one of those big challenges, because the government doesn't fund them in full. It just funds them in a very small part. How can that funding gap be reconciled?
Well, it's hard work. On average, the NHS provides about a third of the costs of running a hospice. And so the other costs have to be met by charitable sources. And the quite remarkable statistic is that the 200 or so charitable hospices in the UK collectively raise from local charitable sources £2 million a day. That's a truly astonishing thing. And really is the extent to which hospices depend on support from their local communities.
Yeah, I think anybody who's had a loved one in a hospice will, you know, instantly sort of react well to that. And, you know, Judith's mother died in a hospice, and, you know, we've always, you know, wanted to support our local hospice wherever we can. I think as the hospice movement grows, that will grow with it.
Well, I hope so. It needs to. Because we need to continue to provide the services that we do collectively, and we can't do it without that support. And I know that people in the Isle of Wight have been generous to Mountbatten Hospice. Long may that continue.
And just finally, do you think Admiral Nurses are going to be tied to a lot more hospices in future?
I would think so. We work closely with Dementia UK, and I would think that there will be more and more of them. It's a growing problem and something that we can help with.
Well, Lord Howard, thanks very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your thoughts.
Not at all. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you. www.vectisradio.com